So we're just going to wing it today. A little bit of an improvisational jerk-off instructions for your listening pleasure. The first thing I want you to do is make sure you have some privacy so that no one interrupts me. I do hate distractions. distractions when I play. No. I like to be focused totally on you. You and your cock and watching your responses. Seeing how a touch makes you shudder. Watching your eyes dilate. Get that shirt off for me. Fold it like a good boy. And then I want you to slip out of your pants, but leave on your underwear. Fold the pants, you naughty boy. Fold them. And for fuck's sake, don't wear socks. That is not sexy. I hope you're wearing sexy underwear. Something not baggy. Something that cups you just right so I can see. Good boy. Now stand in the middle of the room. Stand where I can see you. Yes, Pat. I hope my voice is starting to make you excited. That I can see the outline of your cock teasing me through those snug underwear. Hopefully I can see the tip, the outline of your cockhead bulging. Stand there and feel me walk around you, inspecting you. Good posture, pet. I'm going to tease you today, and I might deny you, and I might not. I don't even know what I'm going to do to you. I just know I want you right now. Right here, a fuck toy for me to play with, to do what I want with, to submit to me. Close your eyes and feel the gaze as I walk around you. Feel my eyes traveling your naked skin, taking in every curve, every muscle, every bit of masculinity. You're beautiful, not perfect. Fuck no, perfect's boring. But you are beautiful with all your imperfections and all your raw masculinity. Get on your knees, pet. Fuck. Good job. Now I'm taller than you, as I should be. I'm in front of you, looking down. I want you to meet my eyes, my brown, mischievous eyes, as I consume you with my gaze, and I want you to start rubbing your cock through your underwear. Oh, I like watching. I really, really like watching. That's it. Adjust him if you need to. Rub the underside of your cock for me, pet. Good. Get nice and hard. Standing in front of you, wearing a black corset that's a little too small on the top because, goddamn, it's hard to find clothes in my size. Keep rubbing. Get hard for me. Get hard. Don't reach inside. I know you want to, but you're not allowed. And doing what I say feels good. I like knee highs, and I like thigh high stockings. Some fishnets. Black. It's my favorite shade. Not a color. Don't be a dunce. It's a shade. And it's my favorite. Can you see them without breaking my eye contact as you rub? Don't look away. I know. It's intense. Meeting my eyes for this long, but I want to own you and see your soul. Rub for me. Good boy. Don't look away. Don't look away as I put my hands on your shoulders. Don't look away as I gaze down at you, my breasts in your face. Tilt your head up so you can see me. So that you know who owns you, pet. Good boy. Now close your eyes. Close your eyes. And get on your hands and knees. And stop rubbing. You're beautiful like this, you know. You're beautiful. Feel me behind you as I stand by your ass. Feel me pulling down your underwear so you're exposed. Do you like this, pet? Do you like feeling my hand caressing your ass? Push your underwear down to your knees and just keep them there. So naughty. So naughty. So mine. I really like the view from back here, pet. Get on your elbows for me. I want your ass higher. I want it higher. Now I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer no, you have to put your underwear back on and get dressed. And if you're a good boy, if you belong to me even a little bit, you will not touch your cock for 24 hours. 24 hours before you come back to find out what I'm going to do to you. Good boy. Have you, pet, listened to my other audios? And have you given me feedback? Have you let me see you in real life? Have you shared a bit of your soul with me? Or are you a fucking taker? If you're a taker, if you haven't shared yourself with me yet, put your goddamn underwear back on and get the fuck off of my feed until you give me something back. Fuck off, pet. That's it. Turn it off and get out. If you're still here, you're not a taker. I'm not just a kink dispenser to you. You have somehow given something to me. That's right. You're a good boy, aren't you? That ass in the air is delicious. I want you to start stroking that dangling cock for me, and I want you to feel appreciated and to feel seen, because I've seen you, haven't I? We've talked over text, or you've shared your voice, or you've let me see your art, or you've somehow become real to me, and that means I want to make you feel good. I want so much to be with you right now. Not those nameless nobodies who just use me to get off. Fuck them. I want you. Stroke for me, pet. Feel my hands on your ass as I slide them down in between your thighs. Feel me behind you. Stroke for me. I want you so hard and dripping right now. Feel my hands as they slide down the front of your thighs from behind. Feel my breath on your back as I lean over you and reach around to tease your nipples as you stroke for me. Oh, God. Tugging on them a little. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Stroke for me. Feel good for me. You good. Good boy. Just knowing that you're hard for me right now, that my voice is penetrating your mind, that I am inside of your head. Fuck. Makes me so wet and horny, and I'm not even touching myself. I just... you are my kink. You in this moment, stroking for me. Oh, good boy. Okay, I'm going to have you move to the bed. Stand up, open your eyes and move. Move to your bed or your couch. Just make sure there's enough room for me to straddle you if I want to, pet. Just move for me. Let me watch. As you struggle with those underwear around your knees, I didn't say take them off. If you took them off, get out and come back tomorrow. I'm sorry. Attention to detail is important. Keep those underwear around your knees and lay back with your legs together. Good. Yes. Now start stroking. Put one hand behind your head, the non-stroking hand, and stroke for me. But I want you to just stroke up, just from the base and up, just like that. No pressure as you go back down, and I want you to know that that's my hand. That's my hand on your cock right now, pet. Going up, up, up. Feel me straddle your knees. Feel my pussy right over those naughty underwear around your legs. My hand on your thighs as my hand strokes your cock. Look into my eyes again, pet. Can you see that now my eyes are dilated? You've been so good. You turn me on. You have power over me in your obedience. did you realize that before? That you have power in this situation. Because you turn me on when you do what I say. When you share yourself with me. God damn it. I don't know why it works. I really don't. I just know that it does. Stroke faster for me. Good job. Now I'm going to put a bit of chance into this one because I really like games and I really, really like denying you sometimes because it makes your next orgasm for me so much richer, so much darker, so much more. And you holding your cum for me is fucking hot. This one is dependent on your phone number. Think of your phone number as you stroke. Feel my hand on your balls, tugging on them. My nails scratching the backside. Because I really, really love doing that. Take that other hand and scratch them for me. As you stroke for me, think of your phone number and think of the last digit. Clearly picture it in your mind. What is that number, bitch? Say it out loud for me. And if you said an odd number, I want you to ruin for me as I bend over and suck the cocks of the even numbers. I want you to ruin your orgasm for me. Do you know what that means, pet? Have you ruined for me in the past? I hope you have. If you don't know what a ruin is, you stroke until you're right at the edge and then you stop right before you're about to come, and you'll know that you've ruined for me if a little bit of cum drips out. I didn't say leave, I just said ruin. I want you to ruin for me, pet. The rest of you, I'm going to suck. Suck your cock. Feel my hands, one of them at the base, holding you up. One on your hip bone as I lean over my cleavage, my large tits, my hair's down. Feel it as it tickles your legs. It's long, pet. It's long. My breath on your cock. Let me taste. Just licking the tip. You taste good. I knew you would. I hope. I hope I can fit all of you in my mouth. Are you one of my shy boys, pet? Have you ever had a blowjob before? Let me lick you and suck you as those other boys deny for me. I want you to stay hard for me and get right to the edge. Feel me as I slowly work you past my glistening lips and into my mouth. My tongue swirling on your cockhead. Oh, pet. Those of you who have to deny, get right to the edge and I'll count you down. All of you should be stroking. Just for different purposes. Deniers. Ruiners. Ten. You have to use your hand, not my mouth. Nine. Stroke for me, pet. Use both hands. Stroke fast. Eight. Seven. Why does this turn me on? Fuck. Six. Five. Can you feel how full you make my mouth? I have a very small mouth, pet. Fill it up. You just popped my jaw. Did you hear that? Four. Get right to the edge. Get right to the edge. Three. So close. I want you to think about how good it would feel to come in my mouth right now. Two. One. Okay, everybody, hands off. Ruiners, I hope you're ruining. I hope you got close enough to ruin. And if you didn't get to ruin for me, you can stay until you ruin, but you have to leave. I'm sorry. Not sorry. You can try again tomorrow, and we'll pretend that you didn't have an odd number phone number. Even numbers, how do you feel? Can you feel the weight of me on your thighs still? Can you feel me gazing at you? I have mischievous eyes, and I typically have a mischievous smile on my face. I hope I never grow up. I hope I always have fun with my lost boys. Life is meant for play, isn't it? Good job. Now, everybody that's still here, I want to come, and I really, really want you to come with me, okay? So I'm going to touch myself, thinking about your underwear around your knees, and thinking about you on your back, submitting to me, your eyes open, your hard cock, wet from pre-cum, I hope. Let me lick it one more time. Not a script. I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying your submission. I'm going to touch myself and play with my nipples. And I want you to start stroking again. But please stroke for me. Stroke hard and fast, because I am so turned on right now. I am not thinking I am going to last very long. That's it. Feel me shimmy up your legs, crawling your masculine body. Stroke for me, stroke. Make sure you're hard so that I can just slide down your weeping cock with my wet pussy. Now I want you to hold him up for me, hold him straight as I hover over you. Yes, oh fuck. I'm looking down at how we line up so perfectly. My hands on your chest, holding myself ready above you, and I want you to tease my clit. Go back and forth, just tease me, Pat, tease me. Make me want you even more. That's it. Back and forth. Oh, lazy oval. Bump into my clit and then go around one side and back, circling my whole entrance as it drips for you. Can you smell me, pet? Do you know how turned on I am right now for you? Fuck. Okay. Around again and again. Okay. Good boy. Just like that. Now stop. And I'm gonna let you in just about an inch and a half. I just want to tease my entrance. And when I slide out, I want you to pull your cock up to bump into my clit again. Oh, like a good boy. If you've never fucked a woman, if you're one of my sweet, shy virgins, take notes, pet. Take notes, because this right here feels so good and makes me want you all the way inside. So bad. Oh, the tip. Oh, suck out. Bump my clit. Oh, good boy. Now line up again and in. Just the tip and then out. Oh, bump my. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. In, out. Bump my clit. Okay, one more time. In just a little bit farther. And then, oh, God. You're getting good at that. Good boy. Good boy. Okay, now I'm going to take you in about 3 inches. Hold. Hold that cock up for me. And stroke a little bit so that you can feel. Stroke that tip. But only the first 3 inches, because I want to show you where my G-spot is. Are you ready? Okay. Good boy. Okay. Go in about 3 inches. Feel me sliding down. Oh, right there. I'm squeezing you, pulling you in so that you rub my G-spot. It's on the inner wall. Everyone's is a little different. You're going to have to find. But this is where mine is. In and out. Oh, just barely moving. Stroke that cock tip for me, because I'm going to want you to come in and out just a little bit. Okay, all the way out. Bump my clit for me again, pet. Oh, fuck. Good boy. One more time to my G-spot. Just about 3 inches. This is why it doesn't take a huge cock to please a woman. Everything is really close to the surface, really. Okay, back to my clit. Good boy. Good boy. You know, this time I'm going to take you all the way in, because I need to grind on you, pet. I have to. Stroke for me as I sit all the way down. Oh, fuck. Now, I'm not going to last very long, because you've done such a good job obeying. Your ass in the air, your underwear around your knees, watching you stroke. Being a good boy, letting me see you. And, oh, fuck, stroke vet. And also being lucky with your phone numbers, and unlucky. I want you both to come for me because I need that cum inside me. Okay, I'm just going to ride you. I'm going to take you. I'm going to grind against you and rock my hips so that my ass opens every time I go back. Feel me on you. Feel my hands on your chest, pet. Fuck. Okay, I can't last much longer, so I'm going to count down, and if you can, I want you to come with me. I know it's hard, I know, pet, but I want you to be a good boy and try to come as close as you can to me so that when my pussy clenches with my orgasm, I can milk your throbbing cock and get as much of that come out with my pussy. Okay. 10. That's it. You're perfect for me. You fit so well. 9. Stroke faster. Get right to that edge with me, pet. My pussy's so swollen and so slippery. 8. Fuck. You're so good at this. You're so good at letting me control you and obeying. 7. I can see you underneath me. I'm watching you slide in and out of me. Oh God. 8. Oh, pet. I think I counted the wrong direction. We'll just go with 6. You have me so turned on. Numbers are hard. 5. Get closer. Closer to the edge. I'm not gonna last much longer. 4. Fuck. Faster. Faster. Harder. Harder. Just like that. You're gonna make me come, pet. 3. Two. Right to the edge. Think about filling me. Think about coming inside me. Think about all that. Oh, come sticky and wet. Mixing with my pussy juices. 2. Oh, fuck. Fuck. We're super close when I say 0, okay? That's when I'm gonna come. 1. Pet. Zero. Milking you, fuck. Coming undone around you. Fuck. Come with me, please. I want to feel it. That's right. Oh, I'm trembling. Oh, God. I really, really hope you came with me. Such a good boy. It feels good to do what I say, doesn't it? Thank you. Thank you for playing. Thank you for letting me see you, even if it's just in the comments on the post. Every time those numbers go up, I get a little horny and a little turned on thinking about you. Especially my shy, intellectual, unexperienced boys who worry about their cock size because they don't know yet that it's perfect. There's so much more to sex than your size. There's connection, there's penetration, there's teasing, there's fingers, there's mouths, there's sweat. The sounds you make. There's so much more to fucking. size of your cock. For me, that's obedience and submission and taking what I want. So know that you can figure it out, and you will. Be confident, pet, because I enjoy you. I enjoy you. I hope you come and play with me again. Maybe write me a script. Send me your art. Or just come for me. Over and over. Be denied for me. Over and over. And let my voice penetrate your mind in the most intimate fuck of all. Until next time, I need to go get cleaned up.